We have a rule by food that you have some which is the main part of the food, and you have some which is tofel. So we go by the main thing. Now this is a very big sugya, which is not placed over here. It's in Reishut Beis, but we're going to see a little bit of it. So Dovah Shem Avah Bo Ledapik, okay, they retain Reah, say the Zboya Hatasha Reishut Feil. If it's put there, only to give it some consistency, so the parts will stick together, or to just give it some smell, or give it color, those things are definitely not the Iker, even though you smell it very much and give it a consistency. Avah Meir, okay, they retain time, but that is already the Iker. But if it was put in to give it flavor, then it's the Iker. Now, we have to understand, what does it mean, Dikin Ta? You put a little concentrate that gives it an orange flavor. So you can make a barbecue on it. So Mishnah Berurah brings that claim and say that that which it says that there for flavor, it's only referring to the Hamisha Mine Dogo, the five types of grains. Those are considered very kosher. And therefore, as long as you put them in to add flavor, those grains will come the Iker, even they are the minority of the quantity of the food. The Tzivach. Certain types of honey, which they would add something from wheat, some type of flour or whatever it is, protein from wheat, for oisin or starch from the wheat, whatever it is. Oisin and tikka, they candies have it. Take a consistency with that wheat product, and therefore it remains a shapel. Says Rabban, the honey here, because it's in time to have the Iker, that is Shishko Ma Moshe is Medav and Eisim B'Tam Kosher and Kosher. Oh, he answers the question we had before. If you put flavoring in, it doesn't make sense. That should be create a Tam, and it has to be something that gives flavor and also has Ma Moshe. Then, so this will be room to say if you put onions in it and they give a lot of flavor, then you make a Bar Pei Adama, even though it's a filter fish. The Lamaisa Mishnah Berurah says even in this, the Achrayim say. And even if it has mamoshes, it only is considered the ikur when it's really the minority of the product, when it's the chamish minidov. But onions and those type of things have a strong taste. If it's just a minority of it, we look at the other way around. It's just coming to give flavor to the main thing. And you go by the main thing. The avapisha in the sinus, down in the lane, the tail in the youth, and the avapisha in the same time. So you notice we'll work rakal net kachas, we'll have some sort of head. We make some cooked fruits. And you put all kind of spices into it, even though the spices give it a very strong, spicy flavor, but you make the broth of the fruit. If you're in doubt on the broth of something, you make a shakel. You saw before, this is talking about the case where you learn the halacha and you have a hard time, or you cannot decide exactly how it fits into which side. So in itself, you can make a shakel, but if you just have no knowledge of brothas, they bring a potato. Oh, I don't know. The brothers make a shakel. That's not good. You have to ask a rosh.